everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Wow, Benny, that is a big thing Bradford has taken on.
I know, right?
And once you say yes to it, there's like you can't turn back, really.
Right, especially when it's like a side project for him. I mean,
I know. Well,
huge.
It is huge. And I want to make sure everybody knows, go to GoGreenExpo.com, because if you don't live in the California area or the L.A. area, you know, there are other places where you can participate. The events are great. The workshops are great. The speakers are great. The outside events and activities are very, very engaging. You get to meet a lot of people who have a lot of great ideas. But I want to take a minute about Inspired. Did you see the People Awards?
I did not.
Did you hear?
Valerie, did you? No, we missed it. I think so. I'll be honest. We barely touched it on this morning's shows. They were on the, you know, Mighty KKNW. And I don't hear too many people talking about it, except for Mariah Carey almost falling over on stage. But it's like, come on, people. Set a good... You know,
well, these are the awards that the people nominate.
I understand that.
Right? These are the ones where, like, you and, like, you know,
totally
us and other people, we go in and we say, oh, we want blah, blah, blah to get the best whatever
award. I'm just saying, show some respect. And this means celebrities and people out there, don't do what you do on stage. Be respectful.
She tripped over her dress.
No.
She tripped over her dress.
She was doing some other stuff. Come on.
Like what?
She was drinking it up.
No.
She had to have been.
There was the dress she couldn't
walk in. Her husband was holding on to her more than just stepping on a dress. Come on now. Come on now. You can't throw that by me.
I didn't know.
You don't think I'd know that?
I didn't think.
Come on. I think Val's with me on this one.
All right, what are you giving me?
Mariah Carey, for heaven's sakes. You have an 8-carat ring.
You give me a single lady's hand or what?
No, I was just throwing around.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you really think so?
Yes.
No, not our Mariah.
Look at all the people that are... celebrities are just being stupid. They want the fame, but the bad way. Kanye West, good example. Why did he do what he do?
Well, he was shrinking.
Bingo.
Ding.
So what do you think about Johnny Depp?
I'm going to give myself a ding for that.
You should give yourself a ding. Do we have a dinger?
I'm finding the ding right now.
Ding?
Ding and... ding. Okay,
you get one point.
I get a ding and a buzzer.
Okay,
what did
you? Okay, Johnny Depp was favorite movie actor, but he was also given a decade, actor of the decade award.
I'll give him a ding.
You like Johnny?
You bet.
Okay, so hang with me now.
I will.
Favorite movie actress, but you know these are the people that were in the category.
Sure.
I didn't even understand how some of these people got in the category.
That's why.
I know. So this is like a younger group that really does this.
You'll have to help me too. I can't follow all of them.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying. Okay, so here's the deal. It was Anne Hathaway, Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Aniston, Kristen Stewart, and Sandra Bullock. Who do you think won?
I would go with Sandra.
Yeah.
Dang.
All right.
Because that's the football movie that she was in, right? Or,
yeah,
come
the
on,
football
Valerie.
Movie.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, favorite...
We're so up on current events.
Favorite action star person.
Okay.
So, let me tell you the nominees.
All right.
This has got to be, like, I don't know who would nominate. Hey. I'm just, you know, like, wow. Vin Diesel, Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. Transformers kid.
He's getting to be LaBeouf. He's LaBeouf now.
He's getting pretty ripped now.
He's got to get to, you know, he's got to lay off the sauce. Gerard Butler, Christian Bale, and Hugh Jackman.
It better not have been Christian Bale. Again,
what is that?
Antics.
What is she doing over there? Can it come in
That's
here,
That's who you want? That's who you want to hang out with and have dinner with?
Valerie's in there giving us hand signals.
I know, right? Just
Christian Bale is from the Terminator, folks.
Is it the Terminator, folks? Or
he was in Terminator Salvation,
and
he was in Batman.
Right.
So, okay, don't look at my screen. Who do you think won in that category?
I'm not looking.
Hugh.
Yeah, Jackman. I'm going to go with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman did win.
All right, good.
Wow, we're pretty good. Okay, now, this was a little shocker.
Settle down over there.
Sorry. Favorite comedic star.
All right. I can probably get this one.
Vince Vaughn. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, Ben Stiller, Adam Sandler,
uh-huh. Sandler, mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey.
It's going to be Ryan Reynolds. It has to be.
That's a huge cast to pick one out from. I mean, I'm going to take out Jim Carrey. I'm kind of tired of seeing his usual antics. Ryan Reynolds. I might have to go with that too.
Okay. Do you have something that's not a ding?
Yeah.
When you're wrong.
I do.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I was totally wrong. Seriously?
What has he even done?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, come on. He did the whole Christmas thing.
And Yes Man. And
oh, yeah.
That was this year?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I would have gone with Adam Sandler, I think, a little bit this year.
I can't believe they gave it to Jim Carrey.
But I got confused with Ben Stiller because, what do you call it? That movie was not this year. It was last year. What was that? Thunder
Museum?
Movie?
Oh, Tropic Thunder.
That was
Thunder
not this
Tropic
year. Yeah.
Tropical Thunder.
Yeah, okay.
That one was good.
All right, great. So here we go. Favorite breakout movie actress. You know, breakout is like new.
Sure.
Okay. You ready?
Not pimples.
Okay, you ready?
Not breakout
okay.
That way.
Emily Osment.
I don't know who that is.
Jennifer
Goodwin.
Don't know who that is.
Zoe Saldana.
Don't know who that is.
Miley Cyrus.
I do know who that was. Well, she's a musician, so
and
there you go.
Anna Kendrick, but she was in a movie, too.
Yeah, but you only
I don't know,
her
who
music.
Any of those people are.
Well, and Miley
well,
Cyrus.
I know
and
Emily
TV
Osment.
Stuff.
You know, Haley Joe Osment. Okay, all right. So who won?
Haley Joe is from The Sixth Sense, the little kid.
He's not grown up now.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
who are you going to pick one?
I don't know any. I'm going to go with the Zoe person. That sounds familiar.
I don't know.
All right.
Oh.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Of course.
Breakout.
Okay. Favorite breakout actor.
All right. I'm gonna
breakout means like new, right? You got it? New?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we don't know.
Zachary Quinto, Sam Worthington. Now, we all know who Sam Worthington is. I mean, okay, two movies. Let me point them out.
It's
Terminator
probably...
Salvation, okay. He was in okay. as the... The droid. And
okay.
then Avatar.
Avatar.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Don't know him. Chris Pine. Now, we know Chris. Star Trek.
Oh,
Captain Kirk, Star
yes.
Trek.
Right. Okay.
And then Taylor Lautner.
Boo.
But you know what shocked me? What happened to, like, some of these other people? Were they not considered breakout? No, probably not. Like, what's his face?
It's got to be generated around
Twilight.
Dollars.
No,
well,
he
you said
was in
an action movie, though, right?
No,
these are breakout action.
Movie, no, favorite breakout movie actor.
Oh, overall.
Actor,
oh.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, I would have gone with one of the characters from Twilight.
Okay, so you're picking Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That
yeah.
was it.
Yeah!
We're going
yeah.
with the most popular here.
Well, that's... The
yeah.
People's Awards.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, what they
bandwagon.
Need to do is they need to, like, tell these people when they get up to the stage what to say. Because, you know, thank you, everybody, for voting for me. And, you know, it would be good to mention the movie that you're in, okay, dude? All right.
They're dumb, they don't do that.
All right. Favorite on-screen team. Favorite
what?
On-screen team.
It's
like an entire
Twilight.
Twilight.
Twilight against
yeah,
Taylor
it is. It
and,
is.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to. But, you know, I, but, at the, but look at the other people that were in the category, though. Hello? Wait.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Mm.
That's a good team.
Yeah, but it's old.
No, it was last year, Benny.
Oh.
It was last year's movie.
Still old.
The Proposal. Sandra Bullock and what do you call it? Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Transformers. Right?
Yeah.
And X-Men.
Star Trek wasn't in there?
No.
That was the best.
I thought that was, you know, but remember, people nominate. I thought Star Trek should have been in there, too. Okay, so anyway, that's that. All right. Favorite independent movie. Can I even say this word? All right.
Do I need to have my hand on the 7-second
yeah,
button?
Yeah, yeah, put it on there just in case. Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail.
That's clean. We're good.
Paranormal Activity.
Still clean.
District 9.
Yeah.
500 Days of Summer.
Uh-huh.
And Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Inglourious Basterds. Sorry.
You just really just wanted
no,
to say
No, I didn't
it.
Want to say it. What do
you pick?
But I don't think that's what won.
I have picked District 9.
That's
District
9.
I was one of the few crazy people that went to see that
Oh,
movie.
I did too.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Brilliant.
I was
I
out
it
in
was
L.A.
Brilliant.
When they were...
Mm-hmm.
I was
brilliant.
Last
it was
summer
brilliant.
They were promoting
it. Was, you had to have a really don't eat before you see the mm-hmm. video, okay, mm-hmm. folks? If you go watch the video, don't have any food to eat. But I thought it was brilliant. And you know it's set up for, like, part two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are we right?
No, we're wrong.
Oh.
Well, Inglourious Basterds is right.
Oh,
yay!
Is it? Yeah.
Good job, Al.
All right, I
good.
Thought that movie was brilliant, too.
That's going to be a DVD one
Did
for
you?
Me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get to it. Okay, so before break, time for one more, maybe. one more. Let's see. Let me just get, which one do I want it to be? Okay. Favorite sci-fantasy television show? The Vampire Diaries, True Blood, Lost, Heroes, and Supernatural.
Lost.
True Blood.
We were all wrong on this. Supernatural.
Really?
Let's go to break. We're having some fun. You know, people awards are about the people. It's what you vote for. Just like when the studio does like a show, they do their survey and they say, you know, vote for like your, you know, who you want. So this is what it is. You vote. So this is what people voted for. When we come back, we're going to hit you up with a whole bunch more of these just to give you a clue of what people consider their favorite shows. Of course, you're not going to see Wayne Dyer on any of these lists. But you know, he's my favorite. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where True Wellness begins. Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Kerry O'Connor Show. Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you looking for a great gift idea this holiday season or a fabulous way to ring in the new year? Look no more. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basilia, and I am excited to let you know about the upcoming Extraordinary People 2010 Lecture Series in Seattle. Join Bella Spark Productions for three men and one sassy lady. Presenting Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep, Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamentalist evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden Britton's Get Happy Guru with a feel-good philosophy. And Shirley MacLaine, feisty and fabulous after all these years. That's BellaSpark.com. Series tickets and single event tickets plus Shirley MacLaine are available now. Visit BellaSpark.com for dates and information. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired.
Garbage.
What are people thinking watching us on the camera during the break? Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, we're fooling around with the People Awards. Why? Because I watched them, I guess. I'm always fascinated by what the people vote for or people think. And so the People Awards are, you know, they cover both music. Well, they cover music, television, and movies, pretty much. And then there are some other weird just categories in here that I just thought, okay, somebody had to make this category up so that Ashton Kutcher could win something, I think. So they made up the favorite web celeb.
Oh, well,
he was the favorite. But didn't he do that million Twitter thing for any donated money?
So
it was about
Tony. Well, I thought that was brilliant.
I thought it was brilliant as well.
Brilliant. It's good, yeah.
Two dings and one.
I'm not even giving anything.
Okay.
That.
So, all right.
No,
so, let's get to some of the other categories that are kind of interesting. Favorite comedy movie. Without me even telling you, I was surprised.
The Hangover?
I thought it was going to be The Hangover too. Benny, what did you think?
Yeah.
No, The Proposal. Yeah, they love Sandra Bullock. She won like two or three awards.
Why?
Sandra, stop.
The Hangover might be now like bigger though. This could be, I think Hangover 2 is much bigger than The Proposal.
But don't you think The Proposal?
You saw The Proposal.
The Proposal hit.
No.
You didn't?
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he did.
No, I swear I didn't. I did.
You had to see it.
If I saw Hangover 2, I would not be proposing, so I'm not going to go see
did
The
Proposal.
Did you
see The Hangover?
Of course I did. I own it.
Did you? Okay. So, all right, you know
own
what?
Own it.
I think it's a guy thing. That's maybe male female voting thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
I'd hang over too.
Okay, favorite movie. Let me tell you the nominees. This is where I think the people didn't get this right.
All right.
Star Trek, The Proposal, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, The Hangover, and Twilight. Those were the nominees for favorite movie. You could clearly tell this is a certain...
It's going to be Twilight.
Meryl Streep is not on here anywhere.
It's going to be Twilight.
Yeah. Okay,
don't say
is.
The... Oh, okay.
No, it's Twilight.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, again.
What's the demographic here?
Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
People.
Again, well, wait till you hear the television favorites.
It's all the kids wasting their moms and dads' text money.
Favorite television drama.
Dun, dun, dun.
Drama,
dun, dun, dun.
Right? Okay, so nothing from TNT, who really says that they are the drama channel. But,
no.
Okay, but they do all the reruns. So here are the nominees. NCIS, Lost, Grey's Anatomy, CSI, and House.
It's all like medical
Please don't
stuff.
Say it's Grey's Anatomy.
It's not all medical. See,
Most
it's... Okay.
It's all, a lot of that stuff's all... None of that's medical? None of it is?
Well, a couple of them are medical. House and Grey's Anatomy,
I think.
I guess.
Still CSI and those other crime, and that's still dealing with medical stuff, though, right?
Okay. They cut
detective
people
medical
up or something.
Work. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
You have detective category and you have medical category.
Okay, but this is the TV drama category.
That's what I get for all
get?
That.
What did you
I'm,
come
I
up?
Like House. If I'm going to...
I'm a huge Lost fan.
Okay, so House is the winner again.
But House is good,
man,
too.
Man, I love House.
Okay, yeah. So I don't watch much comedy, and this is probably why. Favorite TV comedy shows, 2.5 Children.
Men.
Oh, no, wait,
what?
They're men.
That was a good joke.
The Office, How I Met Your Mother, Desperate Housewives, and The Big Bang Theory. Is Desperate Housewives a comedy?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
I watch all of those shows.
The Big
so this
Bang
is gonna be
Theory,
tough for you.
I thought that was like a science thing. That's like a comedy show.
Which one, Desperate Housewives?
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no, it's a comedy.
Yeah, it's comedy.
It's quite funny.
It's the nerd guys on.
Okay, so which one won?
Woof.
How I Met Your Mother.
It hasn't been very, I don't know. I haven't heard too much about it, but
we're running
I like
out of
that
time,
one
Benny.
Too. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, pick something.
I'll go with Big Bang. I'm going with the...
Big Bang is the winner.
Oh, man!
I've never seen it. Okay, so then...
Okay. They obviously didn't get your vote.
I'm tired. They didn't, yeah. Favorite TV drama actor, then actress... And let's do it quickly. We've got a lot of good people in these categories.
Mm-hmm.
Did we insult Valerie?
Oh, no. She was going to go get the phone.
Okay. Patrick Dempsey, Matthew Fox, Mark Harmon, Kiefer Sutherland, and you, Lori, for drama actor. Drama actor.
Do the actors one more time.
Patrick Dempsey, Matthew Fox, Mark Harmon, Kiefer Sutherland, you, Lori.
I like Patrick Dempsey. I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, wrong. You, Lori. I mean, if they picked House... If they picked House, they got it. Okay.
Okay. I should have gotten that.
Actress people, okay. Right? Women. Mariska Hargitay.
Who?
Mariska Hargitay.
Do you know who that is, Valerie?
Yeah, Law and Order Special Victims, Mariska.
No, I don't know who that is.
Jennifer Love Hewitt from Ghost Whisperer.
Boo.
Blake Lively.
I like
Blake
her.
Lively, Anna Paquin, and Katherine Hagel.
I don't know who those people are.
Katherine Hagel is from was Grey's Anatomy, but I think they wrote her out. Anna Paquin is from the vampire, the True Blood thing.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I don't know who Blake Lively is. Jennifer Love Hewitt is from Ghost Whisperer, and Mariska Hargitay is from Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
I don't know.
I'll go with the Mariska chick.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I'll go with Benny.
All right. Katherine Hagel.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm wrong.
Favorite TV comedy actor? You know, there was only, I think, one competitor in the group with Steve Carell, and that would have been Alec Baldwin. And Steve actually won, right? With Steve Carell, Alec
There's
Baldwin.
Only two of them in that category?
No, but I'll mention the others. Charlie Sheen, Jim Parsons, and Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris was in there?
Yeah, okay.
I would have gotten for him. Okay. He's cool.
Yeah.
MPH.
Steve Carell.
Suit up, Pat. Okay. Suit up.
Yeah. Favorite television obsession?
Well, this is got to
be
Twilight
these
thing.
Are television.
It's television.
Oh, television.
They haven't gone television yet.
Okay, you ready? The Secret Life of the American Teenager, The Hills, Gossip Girl, Dexter, and True Blood.
Dexter.
The Hills.
True Blood.
Oh, true. Oh,
we're both wrong.
Favorite competition show? I'm not even going to go through that because American Idol is in the category. Right? Answer, American Idol.
American Idol.
Okay. So, couple of others I'm just going to announce. Favorite male artist of the year? This was a shocker to me. Tim McGraw, John Mayer, Jason Mraz, Eminem, and Keith Urban.
This is for favorite artist?
Favorite male artist.
Male artist.
Yeah,
one more time.
Male. Tim McGraw, John Mayer, John Mraz. Eminem, and Keith Urban.
Oh. I'm going to go with one of the Keiths.
Sure. Yeah.
It is. Keith Urban.
Yeah.
That's it. Famous female artist.
Ooh.
Miley Cyrus.
Pink. Stop it. Pink.
You owe me $1.30.
Oh, yes. 30. Thank you. Okay, I'll pay you. Dude, play this. Pink, Carrie Underwood, Britney Spears.
Nice, Pat.
Beyonce. And Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Favorite country, Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley, Keith Urban, Rascal Flatts, and Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Oh!
Favorite breakout music artist?
Taylor Swift.
No, they don't have her down as breakout.
Oh.
Susan Boyle, Chris Allen, Demi Lovato, Adam Lambert, and Lady Gaga.
Susan Boyle.
Oh,
I thought it should be Susan Boyle, but it's not.
Please don't say it's Adam Lambert.
Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Oh. Okay, ding.
Yep. I thought it should be Susan Boyle. She's on my webpage. Okay, favorite rock band? Are you kidding? I never heard of these.
Yeah, bring them on. I think Val knows most of them.
Muse, Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon.
Green Day, Dougherty, and Paramore.
Kings of Leon.
Yep. Paramore. What?
Ooh.
Okay, couple of quickies.
Huh.
Favorite pop artist? This has been like incredible.
Taylor Swift.
This was a disappointment for me. Favorite pop artist. Unfortunately, they don't have favorite pop solo and favorite pop band. Okay, you ready? Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Britney Spears, the Black Eyed Peas, and Lady Gaga.
Oh. Taylor Swift or Black Eyed Peas?
Black Eyed Peas.
Lady Gaga.
Ah.
Okay. We already talked about favorite R&B. Favorite rock band we talked about. Okay. Favorite animal show. And they didn't nominate Martha Norwalk. I was pissed. They should have had Martha on the.
Or
on
Joy
this.
Turner.
Well, they, some
animals.
Of these other crazy things on here. You ready? You want to hear what they are?
Yeah.
Rescue Link Unleashed, It's Me or the Dog, Dogtown, Animal Cops, and Dog Whisperer. I'm a Dog Whisperer fan.
I've only seen the dog. What was the dog?
He was on
the
show. You seen the dog?
I like
show?
Dog Bounty Hunter, but that's different.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I've only seen Dog Whisperer in the It's Me or the Dog.
Okay, it's Dog Whisperer. Yeah. That's it. Okay, now one last thing that I just want to talk about: favorite talk show. Tyra Banks, Oprah, Live with Regis and Kelly, Chelsea Lately, or Ellen DeGeneres.
Oprah. She had to have had it.
I like Chelsea lately.
Chelsea, I like, is it really? She won? No, she didn't.
I love Chelsea.
I do too.
Linda's mother is going to shoot me. Ellen DeGeneres. I mentioned Ellen's name at lunch one day, at a meal one day, and she just, I thought she was going to kick me out of the house. Well, that is enough fun for any one show to have. Anybody we didn't mention that makes sense? What was the favorite franchise? Of course, Twilight.
Uh-huh.
Anything else? Favorite family movie? Yeah, it wasn't Hannah Montana. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.